to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Well, recently I watched a bad movie. It wasn't good, and I like bad movies. I enjoy bad movies. That's one of my many vices, bad movies. I just can't get enough of it. I know sometime or at one point I'm going to get burned, I'm going to get hurt, I'm going to be extremely, extremely disappointed in the selection and the choice that I made to go down that road, go down that path with bad movies. But I always manage to do it. I always keep going back. I always go back and follow my heart. My mind and everything else logical tells me to avoid. But my heart, my emotions, the thing that drives me, my passion, my ambition for bad movies. And I have to say, recently, I've been burned by a bad movie. It was so bad that I wasn't able to finish. I think it was a 140-minute movie. Oh, yeah, and this was straight from studio to streaming or DVD, if it is on, if they even said, hey, you know, let's do a DVD of this so people can buy it. I don't think people will buy it, but hey, I'm not the creator. I'm not tied into any of their business. So whatever advice you got, whatever your people told you to do, hey, go for it, do it. But if you end up losing money, I'm sorry. This movie was 140 minutes. And I got about 25 minutes, 30 minutes into it. And I pressed the eject button. The eject as in eject. I can't take this anymore. I have to stop. I just can't do it. And for me to say no to a bad movie and can't finish a bad movie when there's so many things that I can do, there's so many ways I can entertain. I could even just kept it on and had it on for background noise, white noise, brown noise, pink noise. Just had it on to have it on. But having that movie on to have it on would just make me upset. Bad movies should not make me upset. Bad movies should put a smile on my face. A bad movie should bring out all of creative juices. Bad movies should take me to my happy place. The happy place. Bad movies. But that bad movie, I feel bad. Get it? I feel bad giving it the name bad movie. I should, or there should be another way to describe. There should be another way to name that type of movie, because it wasn't a bad movie. It was far worse than a bad movie. Bad movies are entertaining. Bad movies are fun. You can even hate watch a movie, but hey, no hate here. No hate zone. No hate zone. No hate zone. But someone else, they could entertain hate watching a movie or hate watching a show or hate watching something. It's fun and games. It's not really, really hate, but anyway, I'm not going to defend those. They can defend themselves on how they hate watch stuff. Don't hate watch stuff. Hate watch bad, but people do it. This movie couldn't even fall in that category. Everything was unbelievable to the point where you have to question everything. Is this real? Like, am I really sitting here watching this movie? Is this real? Is this a dream? Am I asleep on the couch? Did I fall asleep on the couch? And somehow I think I'm awake, but I'm not awake. And I'm having some weird dream, some weird lucid dream. And I'm just, I'm watching a bad movie, but it's really not bad. No, that wasn't the case. That wasn't happening. But in the back of your head, you're thinking, could that be? Because everything else about the movie was so questionable, so unbelievable, so wow. Whoever thought of this, maybe they should be in a room that's padded. It's like just writing down words on a sheet of paper, ideas on a sheet of paper. Taking a dart and just throwing the dart several times. And wherever the dart hits, from that idea to the next idea to the next idea, is how we're going to take this movie, is how we're going to make this movie. None of the stuff is going to be congruent. None of the stuff is going to make any sense. None of the stuff is going to be logical. None of it's going to even, it's to the point where the not making sense doesn't make sense. The not making sense does not make sense. Where have you seen that before? Where? And don't give me the NBA playoffs. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. Hey, maybe. Watching a Toronto Raptors. We're on Raptors, right? Raptors, Toronto, team in Canada, Miami. That's like watching the Toronto Raptors in a Miami Heat game. It's two teams. Somebody's going to have to win. One team is actually ranked second in the Eastern Conference. Second place team. Like, here's the top team and they're next. And watching those games, you'll think, okay, it's two bad teams playing against each other, even though they're ranked second. Bad team, Eastern Conference, bad team, NBA, Eastern Conference, bad, bad, bad. Okay, I can watch a bad movie. I can watch a bad game. Bad, bad, bad. Right? No, nothing makes sense. It's so, people are getting hurt left and right. Players are getting hurt. The plots doesn't make any sense. The ideas are scatterbrained all over the place. And the not making sense doesn't make sense. Hey, let's not try to win the game, but let's force the overtime. Or are you actually trying to win the game? Because the way you're playing doesn't look like you're trying to win the game, but you have to be trying to win the game because you're playing. Right? Because the people that's making a bad movie, do they know they're making a bad movie? And if they are making a bad movie, that's not a bad movie. That's a spoof. That's a play on bad movie. That's a comedy. That's satire. So are Miami Heat and the Toronto Raptors, are they playing a game to play a game? Hey, the joke's on the viewers. We plan this all along. It takes winning four games to win a series. Somebody's going to have to win four games. somebody's gonna have to win four games eventually. With a series like that, or with two teams like that, winning one game should be winning at least one and a half or two. We'll go with two.
Two, right? Like winning two games? Two?
It's winning two games. That, let's help them out. We understand what we are getting involved with. We understand. We are investing the time to watch this bad movie. Because some of us love bad movies. Some of us love train wrecks. Some of us hate watching. You get the picture. That's like going to the club, right? You have your different people in the club. Some people go to the club to get wasted. YOLO! Some people go to the club to, what, dance? Some people go to the club to biology. Wink, wink. Some people go to the club to talk. Say what? Talk. Yeah, I never understood that. The music blasting, the music's loud. And trying to talk in the club the next day or later on that night, you're going to end up hoarse. You know, your voice pretty much gone. Voice pretty much, yeah, hurting to talk. I don't recommend talking in a club. In fact, you should invest in some flashcards. Get you some flashcards and write down what you want to say. And so you can just hold up the flashcard. So if you want a group of people, group of guys, group of girls, group of whoever, and you want to get your point across real quick, like, just hold up the card, wham, hold up the flash card, like, wham, there you go. You keep your voice. You don't have to lose your voice. Everything's good. Everything's chill. You're doing what it do. Or if you want to be more on the low low, have your card and just slip it and give it to one person or whoever you're trying to communicate with. See, keep your voice, flashcards. But I do recommend not trying that. Don't do it. But do it at your own risk, if you may. Don't talk in the club. Then you have your people that just stand on up against the wall. You know, the people that just make sure that the walls straight, make sure that the wall is not leaning over, or, you know, because without the wall people, they're special. Without the wall people, we wouldn't know what would happen. We wouldn't know what would happen in the sense that the wall may tilt to one side or another, and say you're getting your groove on. You just maybe dancing, got your little two-step in the zone, then the wall tilt, then next thing you know, that next step that you got to make, and whoop, the wall done tipped, and then it threw you off balance, and then you make the step a little bit too far to the right, or too far to the right, too far to the left, and then everything's just out of whack from that point. You done messed up on your two-step. A light then came on in the club and then beamed right in your eye. You temporarily blind for a few seconds. Then your drink is empty. Just the beginning of bad, bad times. So the wall people, extremely important. And make sure that when you're walking through and they chilling or doing whatever on the wall, just give them the head nod or an indication. Or some kind of indicator to let them know that I appreciate what you do. People that cover bad sports, bad basketball, bad baseball, bad football, Thursday night, bad cricket,
Cricket's a sport, right? Cricket. Yeah.
Yeah, bad cricket? Your sports writers? Wall people. Well, your sports writer that cover the bad sports. Or the bad games within a sport. The bad teams within the game of the bad game. They are the true MVPs. They get the information. They put the information out there so the rest of us can have it available. But for the most part, we're not going to touch it. We're not going to give a second thought of it. We're just going to let it go. Who won that game? Ah, man, I fell asleep. But I can check the internet real quick. Let me get right my phone. Or let me go ask somebody. Let me look in the paper. Nah. See? Much respect. See? That's why you have to show some kind of appreciation, some kind of indicator. Like, yeah, appreciate you. Yo, what up, kid? So do what it do. Yo. Ski. Tell you, you have to give them props. You have to let them know they respect it. You know, you respect them. Because without them, hey, who knows what's gonna happen? Like telling you out there and you're in your two step and you go to make that step, what? And all of a sudden the wall done tilted. Everything goes astray. Everything's messed up. Then you are probably going to be watching that bad game. And say if you don't want to watch the bad game, but you have to watch the bad game for whatever reason. See, because wall people, indicator wasn't there. Somehow you got to watch it now. Unwillingly. And say if it's the movie that not even bad, but it's beyond. It's 2 hours, it's 3 hours that you have to spend on this event. And 20 minutes into the event, you're like, oh man, how am I gonna make this happen? How am I gonna make this work? What's going on? Hey, who do I know? We gotta do something. Something's gotta happen. Something magical's gotta happen. Yeah.
Magical, right? That's the only way to magical. I can say magical, right? Special? Nah.
Something's gotta happen. Something has to happen. Cause you're sitting there, you're like, how am I gonna get through this? Having it on just as background? Nah. That's not gonna cut it, cause it's upsetting you. It's making you mad. It's an insult to your intelligence. Insult to your intelligence. Come on. Bad is okay. Bad you can take. Bad I can take. Bad I enjoy. Team chaos, remember? Bad, good with me. Bad, okay. So many different angles, so many different things you can do with bad. Bad isn't the blockbuster movie, the movie that's spent millions upon millions of making. But don't get me wrong, it bring in the money, it generates the money right back. And more, but you know how it's gonna end. The good guy wins. The script is the same. We've seen that movie before. We know how that movie plays out. We know how it ends. There's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end. At some point, there's gonna be a rise to the peak, And then from the peak, you're going to come down. There's going to be some kind of conflict. The hero is going to have to face some kind of adversity. And the hero is going to have to counter that adversity. The hero is going to have to stand up to that adversity. And there's going to be the challenge. There's going to be the pull, the push, the pull, the push. And then when it's all said and done, the hero's winning, the hero's won. You know, there's a time and place for that. Definitely can appreciate that. Seeing the Golden State Warriors, NBA basketball go down 10 points, go down several points within their series, and then come back, win in dramatic fashion, win in blowout fashion, win. We've seen that movie before. We kind of know how that's going to end. We know what's going on with that. Baseball. Matt Scherzer. 20 strikeouts. How many balls did he throw? 3. Have we seen that movie before? Yeah, kind of. Not so much, but that's the 3.0 version of it, because there have been other players that before him, not going to say any names, but of course we are creatures of the moment. It was the best performance ever. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that the first time that it was done, that was the best performance ever. Oh boy, yeah. Everything's the best. Everything's the greatest. Everything's the best I've ever seen. It's the best of all time. It's the best. It's the best. Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. Why you gotta be so bipolar with it? I guess mediocre is mediocre, and I kind of agree. If something's mediocre, just make up your mind. Be good. Be bad. Don't half step. Don't play the middle between both ends. Don't be undetermined on what side you're going to take, what side you're going to pick, whether it's being the greatest ever, the worst of all time, the worst. Shocking. Oh, the shocking stuff. Have appreciation for bad movies. Have appreciation for good movies. Have appreciation for blockbusters. Have appreciation for even the movies you can't finish. It's good. It's entertaining to watch the best of the best in sports. The blockbuster, the golden team, the team, the hero team, the team that everybody wants to do well. Everybody wants to do good. Yeah, it's fun watching those teams. It's a nice story. Or the underdog. The team that came out of nowhere and shocked the world. Ooh. Leicester City shocked the world. That's a fun story too. Even though, you know, kind of seen that before. Underdog winning. The hero winning, seen that before. The villain, bad guys winning, seen that story before. Meh. And that's the thing about sports. That's the thing about football. That's the thing about baseball. That's the thing about basketball. That's the thing about even cricket, tennis, golf. You can pick a lane. Pick a lane. Pick a story. Pick the entertainment that you like and that you choose to value, or that you value more, I should say. It's there for you. It's always been there for you. And that's what I find so compelling about sports. And that's what I find so compelling about movies. even though the two don't relate at all. And I just spent all this time trying to relate the two. And I guess the 15 million are going to turn into 25 million listeners now. Yep, that's how we do. Extra, extra. Don't forget to vote for what team you want me to root for, of course. It's not that show. It's this show. And how do I put this? I'm out.